Police Chief James Kurt is opening the first box from a huge pile in a side room at the police station.
Let's see. That's electronic signature pad.
He's checking parts of his master list of components.
These are a lot bigger boxes than I was expecting.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, I guess I just had no idea how big a fingerprint machine would be. So what is the printer for? Does that print?
That'll print out, so when people come in and they want to take the cards with them, it'll print out all their fingerprint cards.
Oh, okay.
The machine is a LiveScan 1000, an electronic fingerprint machine. It cost the borough just under $22,000. The borough used ARPA grant money, which is federal funding for COVID relief. But the police department wasn't the first to request the LiveScan 1000. Chelsea Tremblay heads the borough's Early Childhood Education Task Force. She says it's been hard for childcare facilities to hire new people.
Fingerprinting is a part of the background process, and the process for getting fingerprints done here in town was slow and frustrating.
In the past, applicants would get fingerprinted at the police station the old-fashioned way, with ink and paper. Then applicants had to mail in those fingerprint cards to whatever office is processing their paperwork.
There are a lot of reasons why people need to get fingerprints done. Sometimes it's for a job, sometimes it's for a different kind of application.
Charlay Mamoui runs Petersburg's Children's Center. She says fingerprinting is required when they're hiring people.
We are bound by state licensing regulations, and state licensing regulations says that the person that we hire has to be of sound mind and body and criminal history.
The biggest hitch comes when those cards aren't done correctly. And Mamoui says it's harder to do than you might think.
It's not like you just can slap your fingerprints onto a card and just call it good. And when they do come back smudged, we won't know about that until after they've been rejected from the state.
Chief Kerr says that fingerprint cards are rejected all the time.
It might look good to us, but it didn't meet the quality that they needed. And this thing will tell us right away.
And Mamoui says the Children's Center has actually lost applicants because of how long the process was taking.
Sometimes they already have other better paying jobs, and sometimes they're just like, oh, this is taking forever. I really don't want to. I found something different or whatever it may be.
The machine also has the potential to allow Petersburg residents to get more creative about solving the childcare crisis. Tremblay says the Early Childhood Education Task Force is trying to do just that.
For example, we were brainstorming, how cool would it be to be able to have a volunteer network of people that could be extra bodies in a room at a childcare center when they need them? Even that idea was running into this roadblock.
Chief Kerr walks me out to the garage to the metal cabinet that will hold the machine. Kerr says the machine will also be able to compare fingerprints to national electronic records.
If we have someone who's refusing to tell us who they are, and they get arrested, we enter them in as John Doe or Jane Doe, and we should have results back within an hour or so. It's something that I think the community's needed for a long time. Yeah, I can't wait to get this thing installed. Now we gotta put it together.
Yeah.
Borough manager Steve Giesbrecht worked with the chief on the machine's purchase. He says in the future, Petersburg may be able to use the machine to jump through even more bureaucratic hoops. Applicants could use it to apply for TSA PreCheck or to get their TWIC cards. That stands for Transportation Worker Identity Credential. Those cards are necessary for workers who need higher security clearance for maritime facilities and vessels. Tremblay says it's especially cool that this single piece of technology will impact so many different groups in Petersburg.
This is something that really touches a lot of people's lives, but they don't know it until it's about to impact them, and then it's very frustrating. So it feels really good that this broad group of people were able to collectively identify this as something that was really frustrating, and then we had the funds available, we had staff interested in pursuing it, taking it seriously, and now we have a solution.
The police department is waiting for one more part for the machine. Then HID Global, who makes the machine, will install it. The company will also train officers in the police department on how to take fingerprints. Reporting in Petersburg, I'm Rachel Cassandra.